Imagine your brain as like a smartphone battery.
Yeah.
You probably have 50 apps open in the background right now. You know, the morning news, what your boss said yesterday, some random argument online.
Right, and they're just completely draining your power.
Exactly. But you aren't actually using them. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at the Laws of Life workbook today, specifically to prep you for day two of week 13.
And our focus is Law 13, which is live life primarily in your circles of control and influence, and everything else is only for awareness.
Yeah, so those background apps we mentioned, that's just awareness.
Exactly. The active screen, you know, where you're actually tapping and typing, that is your circle of control. So your task for today is to open this workbook, review the 12 chapter distill points for this law, and select exactly three to fuel your daily practice.
Okay, let's unpack this because the workbook has a really a very specific instruction for how you actually pick these 3 points.
Right, you can't just skim it.
No, it says you have to read the entire list of 12 points 3 times and only make your selection on the fourth pass. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, I don't have time to.
To read a list 4 times today, it sounds incredibly tedious.
It really does. Does that actually do anything, or is it just like busy work?
It is actually a clever hack to bypass your brain's evolutionary wiring. Because what's fascinating here is, from a neuroscience perspective, when you read a list the first time, your amygdala, you know, the brain's emotional center,
Right.
it reacts to whatever just jumps out. In a survival scenario, our brains are hardwired to notice the loudest, shiniest, or most threatening thing immediately so we can stay alive.
So we're basically just defaulting to whatever bullet point triggers a quick emotional spike.
Precisely. By forcing yourself to read the list multiple times, you fatigue that quick emotional response. You force the prefrontal cortex, the logical, analytical part of your brain, to basically take over the process.
Oh, wow. So you move from a quick reaction to an actual grounded evaluation?
Exactly. It forces you to actually think.
Here's where it gets really interesting from a behavioral psychology standpoint. Because when I did this exercise myself, I actually found myself discarding the flashy points on my third pass.
Yeah. What did you pick?
I settled on two that really target human behavior.
Yeah.
The first was most people waste time reacting instead of directing their own effort.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And the second was what you focus on expands, whether it helps you or not.
How do you interpret that expanding focus in this context?
Well, attention acts like a physical limitation, right? If you shine a mental spotlight on a problem you have absolutely zero control over, you don't solve the problem. You just make your anxiety take up more space in the room.
You're staring at the background apps, draining your battery.
Exactly, instead of doing the work right in front of you.
And your brain doesn't naturally know the difference between a productive action and a panicked reaction.
Right.
So, since the goal is for the listener to select exactly 3 points today, I'll add two more from a pure brain mechanics angle just to build on yours.
Let's hear them.
The first is effort outside your control feels productive but produces nothing. And the second is a small number of focused actions will outperform endless concern every time.
Wait, going back to that first one, feels productive. Why does worrying feel like we're actually accomplishing something?
Because it burns calories. If we connect this to the bigger picture, when you obsess over something out of your control, your neural pathways are firing rapidly.
So you're physically expending energy.
Yes. Your brain gets this false sense of reward, tricking you into thinking, you know, I'm problem solving right now.
But it is a complete illusion.
It's an illusion that produces zero real-world leverage.
So what does this all mean? It means you need to test this operating system for yourself today.
Take 5 minutes.
Yeah, take 5 minutes, run through the 12 distill points in the workbook 4 times, and see if your final three surprise you. Once you have your three selections, write them down in the daily practice list for the week.
And you'll be reviewing these specific points morning, midday, and evening, right?
Absolutely. Morning, midday, and evening.
And as you evaluate those points today, keep this in mind. Since your brain is constantly wiring itself based on where you spend your mental energy, what kind of operating system are you inadvertently programming when you obsess over things you cannot change?